This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sri Lanka's president gave the military sweeping police power starting Tuesday in the wake of the Easter bombings that killed nearly 300 people. While officials disclosed that intelligence agencies had warned weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The suicide bombing struck three churches and three luxury hotels Sunday in the island nation's deadliest violence since a devastating civil war ended in 2009. The government shut down some social media. Armed security forces patrolled the largely deserted central streets in the capital, Colombo, and a curfew went into effect. Adding to the tensions, three unexploded bombs blew up Monday inside a van parked near one of these stricken churches. Michael Brown, VOA News.
The United States is ending its sanction waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the decision.
Our goal has been to get countries to cease importing Iranian oil entirely. Last November, we granted exemptions from our sanctions to seven countries and to Taiwan. With this, it is to give our allies and partners to wean themselves off of Iranian oil and to assure a well-supplied oil market. Today, I am announcing that we will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero across the board.
The waivers will end on May 2nd for three allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. North Korea confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The summit comes at a crucial moment for tenuous diplomacy meant to rid North Korea of its nuclear arsenal. North Korea has so far not gotten what it wants, relief from crushing international sanctions. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.